This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to This Is Our Lives podcast, hosted by older, wiser lesbians Lisa and Sue, for Joy 94.9, Australia's only gay and lesbian radio station. This Is Our Lives podcast gives listeners intriguing, touching and humorous stories of life in and around Melbourne, Australia. Why don't you subscribe so you keep up to date with all the fun and frivolity from Lisa and Sue? Now on with the show.
You're listening to This Is Our Lives
with Lisa and Sue.
So Sue, I want to talk today about your pending career change.
I know, I don't know how many midlife crises I've had, but I've definitely gone through yet another one.
Yes, because work's quite stressful for us both.
Shit.
Don't hold any thing back, will you?
I love my job. Mm. I worked really hard for my job and my work is not shit. But working so many hours and in really stressful conditions and not kind of taking enough time for myself because the work's always there.
Yeah, yeah.
Is a stupid mistake.
Yeah.
But it's also a sign of the times. That's what you've got to do.
Mm.
Like everyone expects you to be accessible all the time and have all the right answers all the time.
Exactly.
And do everything all the time.
Phone available, laptop available. It's just 24/7. And I actually get paid very well, but I don't get paid enough with the amount of hours that I do.
No, if you divided up my time, 10 hours a day or whatever, and per, then I'd be working, I don't know, a couple bucks an hour.
Yeah, it's not ideal.
It's not ideal. It's great if you love it, but you haven't got other commitments.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to, like, you know, fit in family and radio and podcasting and my friends' life, you know, all of those things and social life too, strangely enough. But I can't do it. I just can't do it anymore without, like, crying in the cupboard all the time.
Yeah. And I get to Friday and I'm literally, my head hurts because there is nothing else that can go in there.
There's nothing in the tank.
There's nothing in the tank. And I find it sometimes I'm a little bit antisocial at the moment because I talk all day. And then if I have to be social on the weekends, I don't feel like I'm, you know, making contribution to the conversations.
You don't want to go into a little bubble, don't you?
I just want to sit home and watch me sci-fi shows. Lock myself in.
Well, that's just a bit weird.
Well, no. Hang on.
You're still watching sci-fi shows. Not Seven. I know you love your sci-fi.
Oh, you're so nasty to me.
I know, but I love you. Talking about, like, your fried brain, you're absolutely right. I got home the other day after I'd studied full on, I don't know, 10, 12 hours a day, 2 weeks in a row.
Yes.
Then I went and did a weekend training course.
Lovely.
To complement that. I came home and I literally couldn't speak.
No.
My lovely, lovely girlfriend had decided to make dinner and it was really nice because she doesn't, I'm usually the cook.
Yep.
She usually cleans up, which is win-win for me.
I know, I've seen you cook.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Poor Susan.
It's like an explosion happened.
Well, you get out every single damn pot and knife and thing in the sink.
Yeah.
And then you just go, your turn to clean up, love.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm lovely.
Mm.
You know, you got to, it's give and take.
Yeah.
So, but then comes 3 million questions.
Oh. But she's just interested though.
I know. And it's not wrong.
Yeah.
But when you're fried, the last thing I want to do is answer anything.
Yeah.
So my dream thing is in, and I say to her, look, I just don't want to answer any questions. And she understands. She
are you snippy?
I'm a little bit snippy. But it's more about I just let her know that I'm fried and I've got nothing in the tank and just whatever. I don't care.
Yeah.
Not that I don't care, but you just make the decisions and I'm going to be good with anything.
Okay.
Okay. But it turns out to be like, do you want butter?
Oh.
No, I don't want butter. Do you want something else other than butter? Do you want avocado? No, I don't want avocado. Well, do you want butter then? Maybe if I just put a little bit of butter. Do you want just a little bit of butter? What bread do you want? And then like, and she's gorgeous because she wants it perfect because she knows I'm stressed.
Yes. Yes.
But what's stressing me?
Is the questions.
Is the questions.
Then you blow up, right?
And then you're kind of like, I just don't want the butter. Just want the butter. And then she's like, I just want the butter. And you go, oh my God.
You go, that's the last time I do anything nice for you.
And then you go, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But it doesn't end up like that because you get it.
Mm.
But she's just so caring. Mm. But, you know, like, I've got to have this like sign on my head that says, leave Sue alone.
Oh, dear.
Because
give me an hour.
Give me an hour.
Yeah.
I just get overwhelmed.
Yes.
But I can't do what I do anymore.
No.
Or I can't give to everybody else anymore.
Mm.
It's time to give back to oneself.
Well, that's okay.
That's okay.
But you're studying to do what, though, Sue? Are you able to share that?
I can. I'm studying to be a celebrant.
A celebrant. You're going to marry folk.
I'm going to marry folk. I'm going to bury them.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm going to do funerals as well. I actually...
Well, I should really book like you in for mine eventually.
Can I write your eulogy? You're going to write your own.
Oh, do I have to write it my own?
You can.
Oh, I'd be quite funny, I think.
Well, I think you should.
Yeah.
I think people should be actually like...
I can start now. I've got probably 20 years to prepare.
Exactly. But no, hopefully. The story of my life, if you don't think about eulogy.
Yeah.
Like, you know, funny stories about you that you can hand down to different people. I think it's magical. So, yeah, I'm studying to be a celebrant. So the plan is next year to actually have a complete change.
Right.
So I'll work part-time for demand.
Lovely.
As we've talked about in a previous show.
Mm.
And I'm going to do this other stuff.
Fantastic.
To see how it goes. I don't know. It could be. It's a leap of faith, which is absolutely terrifying.
Right. So how does this studying go? Do you have to prepare eulogies or do you have to prepare, like, do you get graded on them?
Yeah.
So you don't say, oh, poor old Joe Blow, he was a real bastard, but...
too bad, so sad.
Yeah, it's not like that.
No, it's full on.
Right.
I'm doing case studies and creation of eulogies and weddings and naming days. I have to do videoing.
Oh.
I have to do... you have to anyway. You're doing all the legal formatting. I have to be...
I understand the legal component of it.
It's huge. And I have to do presentations in class, assessments. Mm. It is... a massive. Anybody that thinks they just turn up and do a job,
because you'd be good at doing the verbal stuff. I don't think that's not
that's not my problem.
No, that's not your problem. But I suppose, yeah.
My skill set. What are you saying? What are you saying?
No. But I'm just saying that you wouldn't think there was such a complex behind the scenes for that sort of job.
It is absolutely a massive complex.
So
a structure behind that 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Is 20 hours.
So explain a little bit more about that.
So there's a whole lot of legal requirement. In the case of getting married, because you don't actually need to be a celebrant to do funerals.
Right.
So you just
pop in the ground, see you later.
See you later. You just have to be good at what you do.
Right.
Because I think it's a really important day. So you need to be really good at it.
You need to be empathetic. And
right. Yeah, you need to have the right skills.
And the tone and inflection in your voice.
Yeah.
So don't get shitty on those days. Put him in the ground, all right?
Do you want him to the left? Or like, don't ask me the question. Yeah, I don't think that'll work for me.
No.
I don't think I'll get 5 stars on my review system.
No. Is it like Uber?
You get a glass of water with every funeral.
Oh, fantastic.
And a box of tissues. Mm. The legal stuff behind is you've got so many things that you must do because it's a legally binding responsibility, I guess, in the scheme of things. Mm. So you've got to do this and that form and this form. Yeah. You've got to follow
the witnesses, all that sort of stuff.
Look at all these documents, and then you've got interpreters, and then you've got, if you think about, you've got to go to some site, you've got to make sure that you can actually marry them there without, you might need permission from the council.
Oh, how about if you're out at sea, because there'll be all maritime law. Do you learn all that?
There is, yeah.
Wow.
So I can do, I can't yet, but when I hopefully complete...
Yes.
At the end of this year.
Mm.
And then I have to apply to become one. Just because I finished the course doesn't mean I am one.
No.
Then there's another process to actually apply for the government to actually get
your license.
Yeah.
Right.
And then there's maintaining issues as well. But anyway, whatever. But if you're going out to sea in Australian waters.
Right.
Australian
waters. Australia.
Australia. I just love saying that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, when I'm in Australian waters.
Yes.
I can.
Right.
And I also can do in air. So I can do, but over Australian.
So you could go up in a hot air balloon. Well, you'd never want to, but whatever.
But you could be flying to, I don't know, Fiji.
Yep.
And at a certain point, I can't. But at a certain point, backwards, I can. How's that?
So you're up in the air and you go, right, okay, we're on our way to, I don't know, Bali. Quick.
Yeah, you've got
5 minutes to get it in, quick. No, sorry, we're over the date line or whatever.
Bang,
it is.
And that'd be it. You're not. Mm. But it's so exciting. I'm really, really, really excited.
Yeah.
But really scared because it's a complete shift.
Yes.
From doing it. But I think at some point you've got to take a leap. Otherwise, you just the rut that you're in, you stay in.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, oh, well, see what happens.
Wow.
Oh, I might be accessing some free bread from you or something. We get really poor.
Free bread?
Well, I don't know. I'm going to need food.
Oh, is that right? Oh, yes. I see what you mean.
Yeah.
Well, we might talk a little bit more about that when we get back from this little song track, Sue.
Oh, I think we
would
better.
Would you like a wedding track?
Oh, please do. Better than a funeral one.
What about a bit of Billy Idol?
Oh, perfect.
Okay. Bit of White Wedding.
You're listening to This Is Our Lives.
With Lisa and Sue.
You're listening to This Is Our Lives with Lisa and Sue on Joy 94.9.
We'll be right back. sister, what have you done? Hey, little sister, who's the only one? Hey, little sister, who's your Superman? Hey, little sister, who's the one you want? Hey, little sister, shotgun. It's a nice day to start again. It's a nice day for a white wedding. It's a nice day to start again. Hey, little sister, what have you done? Hey, little sister, who's the only one? I've been away for so long. So long, I let you go for so long. It's a nice day to start again. Come on, it's a nice day for a white wedding. It's a nice day to start again.
To This Is Our Lives
with Lisa and Sue. That was fun.
That was fun. I love a bit of 80s rock.
It's quite good, isn't it?
Yeah.
But I do have a challenge.
Okay.
I don't like wearing makeup. Shut up.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I was trying to envisage what you would be wearing as a celebrant.
Well, you have to look a bit fancy, but not too fancy.
Right. You don't want to overtake the bride and the groom.
No. A bridal frock would probably be wrong.
Yeah.
Yep. But there is a whole other element to that. But I've been looking, because you do, you research wedding celebrants, what they're wearing, what they look like.
Mm-hmm.
Not one of them.
Yeah.
As a face fullness of, what is it?
No makeup.
No makeup. So they all have makeup.
Oh!
All have makeup, all have lippy, not the guys necessarily. But yeah, and I'm like going, oh my God. So, I mean, lucky for me.
A little bit of foundation, Sue, that wouldn't kill you.
Shut your face.
I don't know about.
I wouldn't put some on you. And then
No. I don't have to. I'm not going to be a celebrant.
Take one for the team. We should do it together. Let's go get a like makeup and see what happens.
Oh. If somebody tries to put eyeliner or, I don't know, eyelash stuff on. What is it? Mascara?
Makeup will do.
Makeup. Yep. I'd just say, get that off my face.
You feel like there's
a cake.
A cake.
Yeah. So but people do say to me, oh, you do look young for your age. It's because I don't wear makeup.
That's exactly. Well, you've got great skin. Because I've never, except in the 80s, then it was all blue and green.
Oh, yeah. I did have the blue eyeshadow.
But that's it.
You know.
Pretty much. And like rouge that was pretty much like someone had slapped you in the face
with
a brick.
But that was in my straight days. Now I'm going, oh, I can't be bothered with that.
Can't do that.
A little bit of moisturiser and maybe the moisturiser might have some tone in it.
Oh.
That would be the only thing.
I never thought of doing that. Thanks for that little hint. I never thought you'd give me makeup tips.
Little glow. You can get the moisturiser with a little, you know, like a little shimmer.
I've got no idea.
Well, that's all you need.
I need a lot more than that. Let's
face it.
Don't
need to put makeup on, Sue.
I do because everybody, like, says you know. Well,
next thing you're going to be wearing pearl earrings and pearl necklace.
Oh, will I?
No,
okay. But I need to find a happy medium and I don't know where that. I'm not in that place yet.
Mm.
So my daughter, or one of them, went to makeup school.
Right.
Very handy.
Is very handy.
So she, you know, feels sorry for me and gave me a makeover quite a few months ago.
Right.
And because I was saying every time I do, I seriously, and I'm not mocking drag queens, but I look like a drag queen. In fact, they look a whole lot better than me.
Bit of Connie and Carla action.
It's I look wrong, and I've got a photo to prove it somewhere, but I'm never ever going to show it to you because I know you'll steal it from my phone.
I think we should put it on Facebook.
No, you can get stuffed.
Right.
So, anyway, so she did it. She was determined that I was not going to look like a drag, and she was going to do it properly, and she did it.
Mm-hmm.
She took, I reckon, a good hour and a half.
Oh.
Right? She was really meticulous. She really wanted to prove me wrong.
Yep.
She finished and she went, oh, you're so right. My makeup stylist gave in on me.
That's
and she
awkward.
Said, you really need to wash that off. Right? So
she tried her hardest.
I love her.
Yeah.
And she gave it her best shot.
Mm.
We could put that down to her early study.
Right.
And, you know, maybe she wasn't up to expertise.
So, okay. So pare it back. Are we talking the eyes are the issue? Are we talking what
was... do you mean?
No.
That's rude.
No, I'm just trying to work out.
Hang on, I'm hurting.
Hang on. No.
No,
is
no.
Is it the eyeshadow? I'm just trying to work out why.
What's my problem?
Yeah, what's your problem?
I got many. Well, okay, just flip that.
Okay.
What's the problem for you? Like what?
I actually just don't like the feel of it on my face. So
that's
I don't.
One.
I will just never have it.
That's it? That's one.
Yeah.
Two?
I don't have to pretend I'm femme.
It's, I don't think it's about being femme.
No, I just don't like it.
It's not a stereotype. It's a, what's the word?
Well, you know.
Expectation.
You know the whole lipstick thing.
What, looks like a dog's weenie?
Well.
They do, don't they?
No.
Pencil out like that.
Yeah, no, but apparently. Now, this goes back to monkeys' bloody bums. No, they reckon it's like a. No, it's an attraction thing from
the monkey's ass is funny, attractive. Not my book.
No, like the male monkeys apparently,
right,
are attracted to the lipstick. Female monkey's bum, which is red.
Oh,
that's what they reckon it stems from.
So
it's like an attraction thing. Oh, look at my red lips.
My red lips look like a monkey's ass. That must be hot.
Well, no. So, no, but they reckon that is. It's like, and, you know, preening and peacock and all that sort of stuff.
Oh, right.
Mm.
So things are not looking really good for me then, are they?
No, but I was going to say in the world of the animal, the females are always the dowdy ones. They are.
Don't say that if you're a lesbian.
No. Well, male peacocks are a lot more prettier than female peacocks.
Yeah, because they want to get it in, don't they?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
So we just, take it.
We should just be dowdy.
Oh, okay. So we don't need to have, you know, anal-looking lips.
No.
Oh, good to know. But what if you had like a light lip gloss?
Oh, lip gloss is okay.
Yeah, that's, you know, that maybe that would work.
Yeah, well, don't go the bright red slutty lipstick. Because then you're not going to want to be married, get married by somebody who's looks like a harlot.
A harlot?
Charlotte the harlot.
Charlotte the harlot. Well, look, so after that incident, it took me months to recover.
Right.
And then just last week, I said, look, I've been thinking about it again to my daughter.
Mm.
And she said, well, okay, well, I'll give it another shot.
Right. Okay.
And I'm going to tell you about that right after this.
You're listening to This Is Our Lives.
With Lisa and Sue.
This is Our Lives podcast. Free for the listening. No club cards, no secret handshakes, no special equipment to rent. Just Lisa and Sue discussing all things lesbian and thespian.
Champagne and it tastes just like cherry cola. CEO at a cola. She walked up to me and she asked me to dance. I asked her her name and in a dark brown voice she said Lola. L-O-L-A, La Hola. La 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 la. She squeezed me tight, she nearly broke my spine. Oh my Lola, la 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 Lola. Well, I'm not dumb, but I can't understand why she walked like a woman but talked like a man. Oh my Lola, la 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 Lola, la 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 Lola.
Listening to This Is Our Lives
with Lisa and Sue, and talking all things monkey butts.
Yes.
So my face is pretty much going to look like a monkey butt if I have red lippy on.
Well, you're not going to do red lipstick. That's extreme.
Yeah, no, I don't think I would. There was red lipstick on the first, occasion of Gracie trying.
Wouldn't you go with something a little bit more plummish or something? I don't know, a bit toned down.
Look at you, you're all makeup school.
No, I'm not.
Beauty
I'm just
school dropout.
I just don't think it needs to be that extreme.
Oh,
it needs to be, you know, blended. Blend the blemishes.
Blend the blemishes.
Not that you have blemishes, Sue.
Thank you. So far, it's my eyes and my blemishes. But you're really helpful.
Well,
you
could do the eyebrows.
What's wrong with my eyebrows?
There's nothing wrong, but you could trim the eyebrows or, you know, do the whatever.
They do need to get. I like them threaded.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, no, I like that. It actually.
It's
like,
painful.
I know, but there's something weird about me. Well, don't answer that, or that's not even a question.
No.
So, my daughter said,
yes,
I'm going to give it another shot. And I said, because I've been thinking about it again.
Has she got a few hours?
Yes, she did.
Good.
And I said, I don't want to, I wanted something that is very, like, simplicity.
Right.
So you're wearing makeup, but you're not wearing makeup.
Natural.
Natural. Natural. So, once again, she brings out the thing, and then she's, and then as makeup artists do, she goes, I've just got to fill in your eyebrows. This is hence why I responded as I did. Okay. I go, what's wrong with my eyebrows? She goes, oh, they're okay. I went, what's wrong with my eyebrows? And she goes, well, there's some gaps.
Well, because you've had them threaded. You ripped them out.
I ripped them out. I thought they were fine, but no, she filled them in.
Well,
with some brown stuff. And then I'm like, oh my God.
Now you look like Krusty the Clown with your higher eyebrows.
I looked interested in things I wasn't.
Actually, that's one thing that freaks me out though.
Botox?
No, sometimes you're on public transport.
Yes.
And there'll be somebody who's got their eyebrows drawn on.
Oh,
in a surprised expression. And you're kind of going, are they real? No, they're not real.
They're not real.
What happened to the real ones?
Can't you just look interested but not surprised? Well,
surprised to see me. And I'm thinking, oh, they're quite perplexed. Oh, no, that's natural.
It's
not natural.
But it is, but it's not. Yeah, no, people like, I don't know, it's all been wacky.
I reckon they've waxed too many times and now
possibly
no longer grows back.
Possibly.
Actually, when my mum had her
chemo.
Yeah. She doesn't have, I think she's got very wispy eyebrows now.
So they have changed.
Yeah. I think they've taken ages to grow back.
Because didn't Whoopi shave her eyebrows once and they didn't come back?
Yes.
Is that true?
Yeah, I think it might be true.
Star Trek.
Yes.
You should know.
Guyan, she was on Star Trek.
That's a bit too much information.
I know.
But anyway, so Gracie, my daughter, then said, okay, Mum, I'm going to do it. So she sat me down, did it, did the eyebrows. I got through that pain.
Mm-hmm.
And she did some foundation. And all of a sudden, my facial, I was like that. Because it was like caked on.
Oh.
And then you don't feel like you anymore, don't you?
No.
You don't feel like, it's just like, I don't even know what I look like anymore. So, yeah, it wasn't as bad as the first incident.
You had to spatula it off.
Yeah, I had to spatula it off and it was bright red and I just looked ridiculous compared to this time. It was much more natural, but it's still not me. So I don't
bronzing
know what I'm going to do.
Bronzing powder, I told you.
Bronzing. What is bronzing powder?
Well, it's like a little shimmer. Instead of putting a foundation or whatever, just a little.
How do you know this?
Oh.
You are the least likely person to know makeup.
I can, when I'm walking in places and stuff like that, through mire and whatever, I can just see stuff and go, oh, I wonder what that does. Hang on.
I never do that.
No. We share a house with a 19-year-old daughter.
Okay.
So, of course, if you walk into her bathroom,
makeup everywhere.
There is, I think, a makeup item for every type of thing you can imagine.
Wow. A lot of money in makeup, isn't there?
Oh, and, you know, and, of course, the spray tans and what have you. I had to buy a massive 5-kilo bag of baking soda.
What?
Because it gets rid of the tan. So when they have this spray tan and it robs off all over the sheets, right? Looks like there's a shroud of Turin.
Wow.
Because, you know, the spray tan's in the sheets. And you think, oh.
Like a home spray tan or like you go and wear a paper pan.
No, they go and have it done and they wear their paper pants and, you know.
Well, see, this is another thing I've got. So tell me more about it.
Right. Well, you need to, you know, well, just be prepared to bend over in your paper
tans. What?
Well, it depends on what, you know, you've got to get it all. You don't need stripes. Otherwise, it'll look like a
issue. So good. And especially with my monkey butt face.
Legs and chest and stuff if you're wearing a little,
this is
singlet.
The challenge I've got. I'm going to, because I tend to cover up in winter.
Yeah.
And, you know, the legs are looking a little bit white, shall we say.
Yeah, you might need to invest in that.
And I've got a wedding I've got to attend soon, and I've got these lily white legs.
Oh, spray tan Sue.
I've never done one.
I think they're
weird.
Yeah, I think they're weird.
I don't want to be orange. I don't want to be Trump-esque.
No, you don't. You just say, no, a light colour. You don't go 5 times brown.
I don't know what to do. And I don't want to wear paper pants. It's bad enough with
Well, you
I've
probably
got.
Don't need
what
to.
What if I have a sneezing fit and then I wet myself and then I have a...
Unless you're wearing a bathing suit to the announcement, I think you could probably just do arms and legs and whatever.
Can you do that?
Yeah, of course you could.
Can you wear just like a... Yeah, because it's like... Oh,
like a crop top or something? You could do that?
See, I missed out on all this.
Well, 80s, I've never had it done, but I don't think I want to.
No, but in the 80s, never learnt how to do makeup.
Mm.
Got to the 90s, I'm too busy bleaching my hair and my jeans.
Yeah.
And then the 2000s, you've moved on. So I never really... And the makeup I did wear was bad.
Yeah.
So I never really learned. I didn't have the girly girlfriends that did makeup.
No.
My best friend never wore makeup as well. So It's all a bit weird.
It is a bit weird.
So, yeah, I might have a new career path, but I've got a whole lot of struggles ahead of me.
Mm. Well, I'm telling you, the spray tan might work for you.
Well, let's go out this afternoon and investigate that.
Absolutely. But you need the baking soda to remove it.
Because once it's cheeks.
Well, no, because once it starts to wear off, then you'll look patchy. So you have to have a bath with the baking soda.
No.
And it takes it all off. But, oh, does it leave a ring around the bath, Sue? Can I just say?
Oh, my God. I've got so many problems now. I thought this was going to help me.
Mm. It's only just started.
Oh, well, at least it's a career change. Mm. I've got to do what I can.
You do. So, all right. Well, I look forward to some more updates as we go along, Sue, because how long have you got to go?
In life?
Yeah, well, no, until you're a registered or a qualified.
Well, hopefully early next year.
Okay.
My studies will finish at the end of this year and then the whole process begins applying. So it's going to be huge.
Great.
But you know what? All of that study and all of those assignments and all of that hard work is not as troubling me as the makeup.
Right.
That is my main, like, I'm really, because I know I can do the study. I know I can sit the exams. I know I can do all that. And I know I'm learning and making mistakes. That's fine.
Yeah, I think we need to enroll you in another course then.
Beauty school?
Beauty school.
Oh, could you imagine? I'd only do it if you do it.
Oh, God, no.
Well, then we're not doing it.
All right, then.
Let's go and get a spray tan.
Okay. So you've been listening to This Is Our Lives.
With Lisa and Sue.
Until next time.
Stay safe.
And stay tuned. And that's the show. Thanks for listening. This Is Our Lives podcast comes out every fortnight. Got any questions? Email us at ours@joy.org.au or check out all our social media. That's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, as well as our blog. Why don't you subscribe? Until next time, take care.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.